the town and declared that the French had suffered heavy loss. Costly counterattack was an attempt to stave off the capture by the French of Saarbrücken, and the German High Command were reported to have brought up 6 divisions of picked troops, nearly 100,000 men, to try to dislodge the French. Many of these troops are said to have been brought in from Treves. As a result of the attack, the French are still holding the lines from which their observation posts look down on the Saar Valley. Their double advance on the Rhine-Moselle front continues, and their grip is tightening like a vice around Saarbrücken. It is becoming clear that the Belgian government is viewing possible future developments with some anxiety, and measures to place the country in an adequate state of defense are being increased. The latest of these are the mobilization of more troops and the distribution to local government authorities of ration cards. This step, states the government, is intended as a preparation for any emergency which might arise. The evacuation by the Germans of the town of Aix-la-Chapelle on the Belgian frontier has not contributed to reassuring the Belgian government. It is now revealed that the evacuation of the town is practically complete. The population is being withdrawn as rapidly as possible. Old and infirm people are leaving by train or car, but all others, including the children over 12 and women, are being compelled to travel on foot. Those who are walking will have a 3 days' journey to their destination, which is Cologne and its neighborhood. Each person is obliged to carry his own food and luggage up to a maximum of £33. All other possessions must be abandoned, it's ordered, and the inhabitants have been warned that attempts to escape into Belgium or Holland will be severely punished. An explosion occurred yesterday at the headquarters of the German Air Ministry at Berlin and destroyed the whole entrance to the building. All the windows on one side of the building were smashed, and a big departmental store opposite the ministry, as well as other shops in the neighborhood, were damaged. The Ministry of Propaganda states that the explosion is being investigated, and that the police are on the track of the people responsible for it. The Berlin correspondent of the Copenhagen newspaper, Politiken, says that the explosion was apparently caused by a bomb. The German government, which has attempted to make it appear that the neutral countries feel great resentment against Britain's blockade measures, has in fact brought far more pressure to bear on the neutral countries than they are willing to accept. In Switzerland, for example, great indignation is expressed at a barely concealed German threat to force neutrals to supply Germany with goods declared by Britain to be contraband. This is interpreted in Switzerland as an ominous sign that the Nazi government is preparing a pretext for military intervention in defiance of Berlin's pledges to respect neutrality. The Swiss government has left Herr Hitler in no doubt that she will not accept dictation as to the conditions under which he may be allowed by the Reich to enjoy neutrality. There can be no question that any attempted military intervention would be resisted by force.